Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That means Chris Rose is here and he is ready to drop some knowledge on us when it comes to the NFL, MLB, Battle Bots. What else can he drop knowledge on?
Cool clothes.
Everything.
He's got a great wardrobe.
Oh yeah, and university school.
And he's got a good beard now.
Yeah, he does have a good beard. Yep. And it's been professionally trimmed, as we found out. And he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mr. Rose. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Hello, bud.
Good. Happy anniversary. I saw some anniversary pictures for this week. Big week for the Rose family.
Thank you. Yeah, 25 years yesterday. Aww. Thank you.
That's nice.
And she's still with him. That's what's crazy.
Yeah. Shocking. She's kind of given up at this point.
Can't blame her for that.
There's got to be some kind of congressional. There's got to be a congressional medal for that. Is there something?
Yeah. My brother said fire to Washington for some sort of Stephanie medal of something or other.
Yes. Okay.
We've had the excitement of Jacoby Brissett and Kevin Stefanski burned into us today from a couple of press conferences. I must tell you, I'm anxious to see Jacoby Brissett play quarterback. I'm not sure why, Chris. I want to see it, and my fingers are crossed that this offense can actually do some things after not being very good with the starting quarterbacks in the preseason, but I'm anxious to see it. Do you have any level of optimism, or is curiosity a better word, or is pessimism a more fitting word?
Well, week one's not been kind. It's nothing new. I think this will be a really, really tough game for the Browns. Really tough on a lot of levels. I would be far from shocked if they win, but I would be pleasantly surprised. Let's put it that way. Just think it's going to be a tough first game for them. It's not... Carolina hasn't been great. They had the 6th overall pick this past year. But they did start out great last year. They started out 3-0. And I was one of the guys asking the questions. Are we buying the Carolina Panthers? Ended up being a you-know-what show. Sam Darnold was not very good. They were rotating quarterbacks. As long as Baker's healthy, he can win games in this league. I firmly believe that, and I think, says we're an underdog, does it not?
It's close.
Like, are we an underdog still?
We had Nick Kostos on, and he just said as we get closer to the wire, he thought that the Browns might be a slight favorite going into this towards the end. So, I don't know.
I hope that they can run for 200 yards against them? Absolutely. So I hope we can contain Christian McCaffrey and what I think is a decent group of receivers. I sure hope so. So I hope that Myles Garrett, since Ike Ekwonu spinning for his life. Oh yeah, I hope so. But I'm cautious.
Okay, along that, cautious vein that you're speaking in, I agree. We were asking a question earlier in the show today. The Browns season will go well if blank happens. And what do you think? Give me something you think they can have success if
it doesn't include Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, without Jacoby Brissett.
Well, but I mean, that has to be part of the equation. Guys, whether you know, we can sit here and say he's a game manager, but game managers occasionally have to make critical throws. It's the reason we didn't win games last year in L.A. against the Chargers, right? We needed to get a first down those last two drives, and we couldn't do it. You know, there were other times where we needed some sort of throw. We needed one Christmas Day against Green Bay. It didn't happen. You know, we lost by 2 points. So he's going to have to be part of this equation. We can't sit here and be like, well, if he just hands off the football, that's not the way the NFL works. He's going to have to trust himself to make throws. Doesn't mean he's throwing for 300 yards a game. I mean, like, we had our fantasy draft last night, and I asked everybody on it, I was like, how many yards per game are we going to average the first 11 through the air? What do you think the average is going to be per game? Like, is 170 too high?
I was just going to say 185.
Isn't that amazing? Like, yes. In today's day and age,
yes.
That for two-thirds of the season, we're going to have to watch a team that won't even throw for 200 yards a game? Man. So this is how it is.
Well, let me ask you this
one.
We kicked this around yesterday a little bit. They're so committed to the plan. Okay, there's been no hesitation. What if they start 1-3? What if you come out and Jacoby just doesn't look inspiring? Could this team pivot from that, Chris? Or would that be completely raising the flag and saying, man, this did not work for us? Because though Josh Dobbs played against, you know, second and third teamers in the preseason, he still looked pretty good. I just wonder if it doesn't go well, at some point, do they pull the plug on Jacoby Brissett?
I don't know, man.
Scary.
I flipped it the other direction. That is scary. And it's, you know, I know there's probably people listening saying, well, why are we talking so negatively? It's not negative. It's reality here. I mean, there's no other team that feels like it's in contention that's starting a backup quarterback, except maybe the San Francisco 49ers. Right? I mean,
and they're really high on their guy. Yeah.
They are. I mean, they traded 3 first-round picks for him. And so they said, well, this is whether we, you know, the screwed-up thing is that they couldn't unload Garoppolo, that he's still there. I think that's going to be a fascinating story to watch. But there aren't a lot of teams where it's like, man, we're going to get there. You know, Tennessee, I'm sure their fans don't feel great about Tannehill after the way it ended last year. But he was the guy in charge when they ended up being the one seed going into the playoffs. So at least they have that. Here we've got a guy who, you know, whether you like it or not, has a losing record, and you can sit here and discuss that he was on decent teams occasionally and bad teams and other teams other times, and he was with the Patriots for a couple of starts. So, yes, but, you know, he's going to have to make plays, and maybe he hasn't had enough playmakers around him in order to do that. We all still think there's a lot of talent here. There's a ton of questions in the receiver room. But as long as Conklin gets back out there, we have a lot of confidence in the offensive line. I still like our two tight ends a lot. And we have the best running back room in the NFL. So if we put it all together, listen, it's not going to be pretty, but 20-14 is still a win.
Nationally, and when we look at these power rankings for the Browns, and I'm super serious here, they're super wondering what your answer is going to be to this. Are they the fourth place team in the AFC North? We asked that this morning too. It was one of those questions, and it's like everywhere. And like, again, you know, you and I talked about this too, like living in the Browns bubble and trying to create a reality that might not be there. And, you know, you're sitting in LA right now. It feels like the whole world feels like they're the fourth place team in the AFC North. Concur?
Well, I certainly wouldn't believe that they're any better than third at this point. I just don't think so. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky made the playoffs twice as the Bears starter. So at least he's had some degree of competency in the NFL. And, the defense over there should be good. I am a big believer in Baltimore as long as all those guys are back. And I'm not going to pick against Joe, but it's not going to do it. They're really good. So, yeah, I mean, But at the same time, when you think about, like, at this point of being a fourth-place team for the first 11 games, is not that's not necessarily mean that you're out of it for the entire year. I'm looking at them as maybe the fourth-best team the first 11 games because of, you know, I just don't know much about our passing game, right? But last year, how many games separated first from fourth in this division? Do you know?
Two.
Yeah, seven and
the Bengals had eight 10 and nine, wins, and the Ravens ten. Had eight.
And the Steelers so made it just over 500. That's the I think people forget. Like when we went to 17 games, everyone's like, "Oh, you're gonna have to win 11 or 12 games to get to the playoffs." And the Steelers proved that theory wrong pretty quick.
Yeah, they did. You know, because weird things happen that last month of the season. It happens every year. Just when you think scenarios can't be played out, they get played out. So my point is this, is that, you know, as a Browns fan, you've done the whole schedule thing. You're rooting for 6-5 through 11 games. 5-6 is livable. 4-7's really tough. Really tough. That's why 3-1 is critical the first month. Critical. And we can get there even if it doesn't go our way this Sunday. I firmly believe that.
Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell, anybody else? Who steps up at wide receiver?
Well, do you need four receivers? I mean, how many teams
I'd like
are
two. You know?
Well, what? So Amari Cooper.
And who?
I believe, dude, I'm a huge David Bell guy. Huge. I think any team that, I mean, teams always mix up their coverages. They don't strictly run man-to-man. And I just believe that they're going to be, you know, they'll be okay there. I mean, I'm happy for Anthony Schwartz that he starts the season on the road. I got to be honest with you. Hopefully they get him going. He had a good first game last year in Kansas City.
Chris, what do you got going on this week? Busy week?
Well, I'll be back, you know, for game day highlights at 7:30 Eastern for an hour, and then game day final right after the Sunday night game between the Bucks and the Cowboys with MJD. That's always a blast. Fun, fast hour. Wraps up your first Sunday of the NFL season. So, you know, I mean, I can't wait to get going. It's just, you know, baseball's really interesting. We didn't even talk about the Guardians, and I know that people don't – I mean, I get it. It's all Browns all the time, but –
Are they? Where do you think they are then right now, Chris? I mean, look, like I said, baseball teams have losing streaks all the time. Is it a difficult week for starting pitching? Yeah, but the schedule still gives them a chance to control their own destiny, and what they do with it, I think, is the way we'll write the story of this season. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm more fascinated by the lineup, to be honest with you, even with the injuries on the pitching front. I really think the lineup will be really, really interesting going down the stretch. For some reason, I feel like we're a better road team than home team. I don't know why that is, but we got a lot of home games coming up. We got eight more against the Twins. We got four more against the White Sox. We finished with six against Kansas City in a kind of a weird scheduling quirk for this year, while the Twins and White Sox finished with each other for a three-game series. So buckle up. I know it's a lot of Browns talk, and I get it, but, man, the Guardians deserve a little bit of love. And, oh, by the way, I guess the Cavs made a trade.
Oh.
All the way around.
Are you sure you called the hotline, or was this the just chime in line? I missed it. I'm teasing you, Chris.
Yeah.
All right. I guess. I hope everything's well, Chris. And I look forward to talking to you throughout the season. You're a good man, Chris Rose. I don't know if you hear that.
We're going to try. Let's go fire it up for Sunday. I'll be yelling at the TV like everybody else, hopefully with, you know, squeals of joy eventually around 4 o'clock Eastern. So let's get it going.
Don't get in trouble at work for that.
Yeah.
Chris, have an outstanding
15 minutes of the day.
Have an outstanding day. Bye. Congratulations on your anniversary.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, boys.
All right.
Bye.
Chris Rose, NFL Network, Browns Television preseason voice. So many things that he's done. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.